Please fill our hearts with your peace and love, Lord. Bless our minds with rest and our relationships with unity and trust. Amen. During the Rosary, we were praying the luminous mysteries, and in the Eucharist, there appeared a beautiful white dove holding an olive branch in its mouth. I knew the dove represented Holy Spirit, and the olive branch was a sign of peace. The dove was there quite a while in the Blessed Sacrament, and then appeared to manifest by coming out of the Eucharist. Holy Spirit began flying around the room above our heads, placing a small olive branch on each of our laps. If you were looking a little down or feeling oppressed in any way, the moment the branch was placed in our laps, those feelings were instantly removed, and a soothing rest swept over us. One of our brothers and two of our sisters received two olive branches instead of one like the rest of us. Holy Spirit began speaking, "These olive branches of peace will multiply as you give them out to others." 2 days in a row during Mass, I opened to the multiplication of the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. I asked Holy Spirit why 3 of us received a second olive branch. He continued, "Because these dear servants are being sent out into the world and need our additional peace to rest upon them and to give this peace to others they meet along the way for their healing, refreshing, and rest." This reminded me of when Jesus said to his disciples in John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." The brother and one sister who got 2 olive branches said that they have not had a break from oppression and anxiety in several days, and when praying the rosary, both of them felt peace, as sister was instilled with such a longing for the Lord. Father Ezekiel said that those in our community who are being sent out are going out with the ministry of presence, meaning that we carry God's presence and we will leave His presence with those we meet. We will minister to the souls we encounter because Jesus lives in us, and they will recognize His Spirit, His peace, and His love emanating from within us. This is confirmed in Exodus 33:14, and He said, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Dear family, please pray for our brothers and sisters as the Lord is sending them out and directing their steps in accordance with His will and the Great Commission, which He gave to all of us in Matthew 28:18-20, which reads, "I have been given complete authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you, and be sure of this: I am with you always, even to the end of age." Amen.